Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story?
Hello, Weirdsville. Jeff Hubbard here, resident Bigfoot expert and voice of the listener. I'm here today with your co-hosts, Barry Johnston and Adam Beebe.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, everybody. Thank you for that beautiful introduction there, Hub.
You're welcome.
A special introduction for a special day, right?
Yes.
That's exactly right.
We've got a special episode here. This is all three of us, and we're getting together today to pay tribute to our moms, since Mother's Day was just there on Sunday. So we're paying tribute to our mothers. We've collected some stories, and we maybe even have some stories. We just wanted to, you know, say, hey, thanks, Mom. Here's some funny, embarrassing stories to tell on you. and some weird ones, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, so this is kind of a blend between humorous, anecdotal, memoir stuff, and then also some, you know, some little bit of the weird. And so we just, you know, it's just a way for us to, like I said, to say thanks to all our moms and all the other mothers out there and everybody listening. We appreciate your moms having you to listen so that you can listen to us. You guys got anything to add to that?
We all know moms sort of handle the brunt of the weight when it comes to making sure that things happen, and we thank them for all of their time and effort that they put into our families. And, you know, speaking for me and my family, you know, my wife, she's an amazing person. I don't know how she does all the stuff that she does, but she does it in a way that is it baffles my mind that she can keep things straight, because God knows I can't. So thank you, Nikki. Love you so much. And so happy that she is in my life and has brought me three beautiful, beautiful kids.
So true. Mothers are the most special people, you know, especially to their children. And I just want to say that I appreciate my mom, and I think she did a great job with me and all the little troubles that I gave her along the way. So here's to you, Mama. Love you.
So without further ado, let's get to those stories.
Well, I can start. This is just kind of a short story that my mom told me, I don't know how long ago, but I thought it was pretty weird. My mom went to college at in Stillwater at Oklahoma State University, and she had a roommate. I think they were probably roommates the full 4 years that she went to school there. But this girl was from a different town, and I can't remember exactly what town she lived in, but it was an Oklahoma town. And 1 year for spring break, I think, mom went home with this girl to her hometown and stayed at this girl's parents' house. And that was the only time that she ever did it. And I mean, I don't know what they did there, whatever, but I don't know that they really kept in touch after college. But one day, and I think I was probably, you know, born at this point, but mom was in the kitchen, and she just out of the blue had this vivid memory of this girl's parents' bathroom. Okay. And so, like, she said she could remember it exactly as it was when she was there. And so then she has that memory. And then, like, a couple hours later, she gets a phone call and her roommate had died.
Wow. Wow.
And so, yeah, that's pretty weird. You know, she'd been in the house one time and, you know, they didn't regularly talk. I don't even know. I don't know how the woman had died. I don't know if she'd been sick. I don't even know if Mom knew that. But, yeah, just kind of a weird, you know, recollection to have. And then a couple hours later, find out that her roommate had died. Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding.
That is wild, dude. And your mom is very, like, your mom is very level-headed. She's very normal. Like, she is very, she's also extremely, like, kind of, like, subdued, you know? She's not very excitable. She's had, and that's saying something because, you know, your dad being, you know, Al Bundy and you kids all being, pretty big characters of your own.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
yeah.
your sister and your brothers Bob and Goober, and which are not their names, but that's what I have to. You know, that's all I know them as. So
that's all I call them.
Yeah,
Bob and Goob.
So that's pretty wild, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty kind of a wild story.
That actually prompted me to remember something that you when you were little, I remember you telling the story, and it's related to your mom. But I remember one day there was a knock at your door, and you opened it up, and there was a scraggly mountain man there. You remember this?
I do. Yes, I do. Kind of remember this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This was, it was my mom's cousin. Merle, who is a mountain man, who lived, I guess he lives around Pikes Peak or whatever.
Oh, really?
I had never seen him before, never met him before.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mom had always told me, you know, like, she would always point out weird people, you know, if we were at United or whatever, you know, shopping for groceries. And so we always steered, I mean, totally clear of these people. And so for a guy that looked like that to come a knock and, you know, it threw me for a loop. And, yeah, that was pretty crazy the day he showed up, you know, but he's a great dude. I've met him a couple more times since then. I think he was around for Christmas one time, but, yeah, did not expect to meet him that day. That is for sure.
I remember you telling that story because you were like, you were all scared and everything because he was like, he had like a big beard and like long hair and everything. Yep. It was like, looked like a serial killer or something.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's your shirt uncle. And everything.
Maybe not a serial killer, but still somebody, your parents stay away from him. So
that's hilarious.
That's funny. I just remembered you remember that while you were talking. So that's funny, dude.
That's funny.
You said you had another one that you're a little foggy on, but I mean, if you feel like sharing it, you know.
Yeah, no, I can't really remember. You know, this story revolves around my grandmother's death, which is fairly recent. And, you know, I had mentioned that story about my mom's roommate to her. I said, you know, it'd be great if you came on and told that story. And she said, yeah, I've got another one. But I can't really, it revolves around a dream, but I can't remember exactly, you know, I've just heard her tell it once and I can't remember exactly, but it is kind of a, you know, a supernatural type story. Mm-hmm. So I'll get some more information on that.
Yeah, yeah. Do that or even bring her on sometime.
Yeah, you know, that'd be cool.
If you'd like to do that, cause you know, I mean, I love your mom. She's great. You know, I call her mom too. So,
I think,
so yeah, that'd be.
Mothers have a weird intuition like that, like, you know, premonitions and things like, you know, that sometimes we don't have, you know, men aren't connected to that, sometimes. Yeah. You know,
that is
true. Not that people can't, but just always seems like moms have that ability, you know, to know the unknowable before you know it, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's crazy. That's similar. My mother, too, has that, you know. She doesn't talk about it very much, but she'll have dreams and you know, tell me things that have happened that I never knew about, you know. And any time that I would come to her and, you know, tell her a crazy story, she's never said, oh, you're crazy, you know, you're nuts or what, you know. She's always just like open to it, you know, and which is, you know, considering that I come from a really conservative household, you know, those things aren't necessarily out of the realm of possibility, which is, you know, has always been comforting to me. And most of the stories that I have about my mom revolve around my dad and dealing with his crazy chaos. One of the crazier, just sort of funny, crazy stories was when I was a kid, again, probably middle school, somewhere around there, because I can remember it pretty well. I guess they had been Christmas, you know, another Christmas shopping story, but this time, I guess my dad had sort of, he was tired of shopping and had sort of, I guess, pissed my mom off. So my mom leaves him at the mall and drives home. And I remember, you know, we're like a half hour away from the city. I remember she came home without dad, and I'm like, where's dad at? She's like, I don't know. I left him. I left him in the city. I got tired of it. I'm so tired of it, you know? So she left him at Quell Springs Mall. He ended up walking over to the Bennigan's and, like, you know, getting a couple of whiskey and Cokes and having to call a friend to come get him, you know, and pick him up, you know, which is before before cell phones. So he had to use the payphone to call somebody to pick him up, man.
Man, your dad must have done something because, you know, again, like Jeff's mom, your mom is a saint, and your dad is a huge character, as people will hear shortly, very soon on our Father's Day special. And that's, your dad really must have done something.
Yeah, for sure. It was it's still a funny story.
I know
how angry she must have gotten in order to freaking leave him there. You know what I mean? Like she had come to her last, you know, the last stitching of, you know, what she could, you know, muster to put up with, and just said, fuck it, I'm leaving him, you know. I mean, this is kind of a somber story. I'm just going to kind of gloss over it. But when my mom's father passed, I got a phone call, and he was in hospice. And so I was real close to him, and so I wanted to be there. And so I go and you know, hospice is an amazing thing if people don't know, if they've never had any experience, but those folks really know what they're doing. And when you're sort of reaching the last moments of life, they know. I mean, there are things that the body does. So I showed up, and, you know, it's my mom, it's her brother, you know, my cousins and my dad and my uncle. And, so all day long we're playing him, you know, he loved music and he loved old country. And so we're playing, you know, Hank Williams and just a revolving, you know, CD, you know, list of his favorite music. And, the whole time the hospice nurses are coming in and, you know, they're like, you know, he can understand what's going on, you know, and you're looking at this person that is like, you know, he's breathing maybe once or twice a minute, you know, it's like real slow breathing. And, so we get to the end of the night and the hospice lady comes in and she says, you know, sometimes they won't pass if you're here. They wait till everybody goes home, you know? So we all get up, and then we get around. So it's my mom, it's my dad. We're all in a circle around the bed. and my dad, my mom, me on one side, and on the other side, my uncle, my aunt, and my other cousin. And we all hold hands, and, you know, my dad puts his hand on his forehead, my grandfather's forehead, and tells him that it's okay to leave. And he had not made a move the entire day. And he musters up the last bit of energy, and he opens his eyes, and he looked over at my mom, and then he looked over at my uncle, and he opened his mouth, and then it was like he left the building, man, and it was like this real energy surge that just was gone. It was intense, man, real intense.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so thankful that I was there to witness that, because I've never been a part of something like that. And it was moving, you know, and, you know, and my mom, I just remember the way she handled that. You know, it was just like, she just knew that he was talking to her. She told me that he was talking to her, and he told her what he wanted her to know before he left, you know. And I'm sure the same thing with my uncle, even though nothing was said, you know, it was just like, boom, here it is. I'm going to give my last effort and energy to tell you how much I love you before I leave, you know? So that's a kind of a weird story that
that's powerful, man.
Yeah. So
that is,
but
thanks for sharing that, dude, because I know that's a deeply personal thing, and that's really, really awesome. Hey, everybody, you're listening to the What's Your Weird Story podcast. You probably knew that already because you're listening or downloaded to the episode off of your iTunes or your Spotify or whatever place you get your podcast from. We want to thank you for listening. We also want to remind you to like us, follow us, subscribe to us, make sure that you get your new podcast episode every week. We'd also like to ask you to rate and review so that we can grow our audience. We can have more friends. We can have more stories. So thanks for listening to What's Your Weird Story. Well, I'll tell you, I've got a couple of stories about my mom. My mom's got, she's got some other stories too, that my mom was adopted, and there's a whole big, long story that we, you know, maybe I'll try to get her on. Maybe when I'm going visiting them next, we can set up an interview.
Cool.
And my mom can tell us all about that, because it's a pretty interesting story, because she spent a lifetime literally finding stuff out. But for now, I'll tell you some funny stories about my mom. You know, I grew up in my dad's house after my parents got divorced, but I spent, you know, I go to my mom's on the weekend and stuff. And that's just kind of how they did it back in the day. The boys would stay with the dad sometimes, you know, that's how they decided. The boys would be with the dad and my sister would be with my mom. And we would go back and forth on the weekends and stuff. We'd go up to my mom. You Barry, I know you went with me a couple times.
100%.
To my mom's. That. We had, you know, fun there in Edmond when she lived in Edmond and Oklahoma City and stuff.
Yep.
And, but my mom is very, she was raised by my grandmother who raised her, my Nana, was very, very classy lady. You know, she was very, very classy lady. She was very proper, and she raised my mother to be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I learned all my cuss words, not from my dad, but from my mom.
Really?
Whenever. And my mom hates me telling people this. But my mom would get some road rage pretty bad whenever people were driving like idiots. And I can remember being probably about 4 or 5, 6 years old. And one instance where my mom just turned into Yosemite Sam, man. She just was just streaming out the words that I never heard before. But somehow, deep in my core, I know I wasn't supposed to repeat them. Yeah. And I remember seeing my brother's face also go be like, very like, whoa, you know, mom's saying all the bad words.
Yeah.
You know, and and I'm sorry, mom, you know, if I embarrass you, but really, that's a funny story.
That's people great. Well, road rage will do crazy things to people. Yeah. You know,
That's true. You know, and if you met my mom, you know, she would never, you know, she would never use any of that language in front of you. And she's a sweet, sweet person. Yes. And mom's great, you know, and everybody loves her. But, you know, there's that. But then there was the time, this is early 2000s. My mom got on Facebook and I think
I know where this is going. Yeah.
She friended me, you know, she sent me a friend request, and man, I thought about it for the better part of a day, whether I'm going to let my mom be my friend on Facebook or not. Cause that's like, I don't ever post anything illicit or anything bad on Facebook or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, Facebook was still newish at the time. And, you know, it was just, you know, stuff my friends, you know, and it's maybe I don't want, you know, whatever thing, random idea that I post or whatever, my mom to be a privy to, you know, whatever. Right. Anyway, I relented and I accepted her friendship request. And probably a week or two later, I filled out, you remember when they had all those things where take this quiz to find out what kind of whatever, it's still there on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah. But this one was, take this quiz to find out what kind of a badass animal you are, you know, and it's like you fill it out and you, all these questions. And it's like, you know, you're do all this, you know, like what's your favorite thing to eat? What's your favorite color? All this stuff. So I fill this out and it turns out that I'm a badass motherfucking gorilla, you know, and it's like, and so like, it's this got all this, you know, it says you're a badass, blah, blah, blah. And the description, right. And it says, and so it's got all these curse words, these non TV words. Right. And, you know, I put it up and then my mom just blasted me out of nowhere. She sees that and she just blasts me and she is so embarrassed and she's so mad. She's like, I can't believe the language you're using. I didn't raise you to use this language. Refer to story one.
The previous story.
But no, I would have gotten in trouble if I had repeated that language as a child. But, yeah, you know, I didn't raise to use this language. I can't believe this. All my friends are going to see this. I'm totally embarrassed and blah, 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 blah. All this stuff going on and on and on. And I'm just like, this is exactly why I debated for so long whether I was going to accept her as, you know, as my Facebook friend or not. So I wrote back to her because, you know, she had been on Facebook. I mean, it may have been in like a week that this happened, you know, of her. Right. Being on Facebook and adding me as a friend or whatever. And so she didn't know how Facebook went. She thought everything that I posted was out there for everybody. And so all of her friends and the people that she grew up with and went to high school with and went to church with and all this stuff, all of them would see that I was a badass motherfucking gorilla, you know? And I explained to her that I was like, no, mom, look, here's the deal. You know, not everybody is, you know, going to, you know, well, also, I should, before I explained it to her, I should add that my mom unfriended me because of that. She unfriended me on Facebook and explained to her that the only people that are going to see that I'm a badass motherfucking gorilla are going to be the people they have in common. So that's going to be my brother, my sister, my mom's brother, Uncle Jack, and his kids, and they all use language worse than that. So, you know, so it's like nobody's going to get offended by this, but my mom didn't understand. She thought everybody was just out there in the world was now aware and that I was broadcasting to the entire world, and including, you know, our church friends and everything, that I was this badass motherfucking gorilla. So Because I was a badass motherfucking gorilla. Because of my potty mouth, my mom unfriended me on Facebook.
I remember when that happened, dude, and you made your status one day. You said, "Well, my mom unfriended me."
Yeah,
and dude, I started laughing so hard, dude. Oh man, so great.
Yeah, that was back when it was still like when the posts were like third person, so it would say like Jeff Hubbard went to the grocery store and bought carrots or whatever, you know. I'm sure there were, that's the mildest kind of thing I could figure out for Jeff just off the spot. But, you know, so it said my post for that day and it won the internet and it was still the greatest Facebook post that probably is out there. It was Adam Beebe's mother unfriended him on Facebook because of his potty mouth.
Right.
And it was definitely
good.
Definitely my most liked, Facebook statement of all time. So yeah,
that's great.
So, sorry, mom, but you just can't contain this badass motherfucking gorilla.
As proven, yes.
So, but yeah, my mom does not like that story, but
that's great.
And she's tried to friend me on Facebook again, and I just keep reminding her every time. It's like, look, I don't think this should be good. This should happen because, you know.
Yeah, remember what happened last time.
Remember, I'm a badass motherfucking girl.
That's so funny, man.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a goat sucker?
What?
Goat sucker. Chupacabra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one of those?
I haven't seen one personally, but I've heard about them.
Yeah, me too. If anybody's got a goat sucking story, if you got a goat sucker story, we want to hear it. If you got a Bigfoot story, we want to hear it. If you got a Loch Ness Monster story, or a Lake Champlain story, or Ogopogo story, or an Oingo Boingo story, that was an 80s band. Anyway, you got a weird cryptid story, we want to hear it.
I didn't even know what a cryptid was, man.
Yeah, dude, cryptids. They're like the animals that haven't been necessarily proven by science. They're the ones on the edge, you know. They're not necessarily known animals, but they're known animals. We don't have the bodies or anything like that. So they're kind of like half myth, half story, based in reality, but still in that weird mystery area that we don't know about yet. Cryptids are fun.
Well, you know, weird or funny stories when it comes to mothers are kind of hard, you know, because, you know, usually all the funny, well, not all the funny, but the weird, some of the funny stuff usually involves someone else, at least in my family.
It's your dad.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's, for me, was hard. But no, you know, it's great to just have a couple of things to say about our folks. So,
yeah. All right. Well, hey, everybody, thanks for listening to our special Mom's Tribute episode. We'll be back to the weird side of Weirdsville next week when we have a special guest, Scott Martis, and he is a cryptologist. Did I say that right? I messed it up.
Cryptozoologist.
Gosh, I did it again. And I even know the words. Cryptozoologist. Sometimes, you know, the brain doesn't connect with the mouth. Scott's a cryptozoologist. His focus is on lake monsters. And he's got some really cool lake monster stories because he's a researcher. And he has a story about when he saw Champ, the Lake Champlain monster, many, many years ago.
Yeah, that's going
to
be.
I can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. This is something that kind of hit me out of left field. I knew a little bit about it, but as far as knowing who's coming on and what he was going to talk about, but had no really any clue as far as how deep the guy went. And it's fascinating. The guy has really fascinating stories, and it's a part of Weirdsville that does not get much coverage, and I wish and hope that it does. These are fascinating stories, and I hope that we're able to get some more folks on that cover this realm, you know.
Yeah, it'll be really cool to add the Lake Weirdsville to the map and our growing map of Weirdsville. And one of these days I'm going to have to sit down and draw out a map and everybody for everybody who contributed to the design of it with their stories. So
that's going
to
be a that's going to be a badass map, man.
It's going to be pretty cool. I got some ideas.
I can't wait to see that.
All right, everybody. Thanks again for listening. Thanks to all of our moms for being moms and all the moms out there for putting up with us and keeping us out of trouble and getting us out of trouble when we find ourselves there and just bringing us up right. And tune in next week. Same weird time, same weird platform provider of podcast. Wherever you get your podcast from, you know, that's where we are. Tune it in, download, leave comments, leave stuff, high praise, all that stuff. Contact us. Let us hear your weird stories in the future. Add to the Weirdsville map. And thanks again.
Send stories.
Thanks again, Jeff, for joining us. By the way, I forgot to mention that as well.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. We'll see you next time. And be safe.
Be weird.
As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.